Third Sunday after Pentecost, June 26, 2022. Father Dave Mattson, walking in someone else's shoes. Years ago, I was introduced to the writings of Stephen Covey and the famous phrase, "Seek first to understand and then to be understood." In other words, listen emphatically to others and do your best to see things from their perspective. Try to put yourself in someone else's shoes and to view their thoughts and emotions from their unique worldview. Listening is a skill that's honed through intentional practice. The art of listening with the ears of your heart, as Paul instructed the church in Galatia. For you are called to freedom, brothers and sisters, only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for self-indulgence. But through love, become servants to one another. For the whole law is summed up in a single commandment, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, in Galatians 5:13. Our gospel passage this morning is about someone that comes to follow Jesus and says, "Wherever you're going, Jesus, I'll follow you." Jesus sets the question in proper perspective with this reply, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests. But the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Someone else says, "I'll follow you, but first let me go and bury my father." And Jesus says something unsettling. "Let the dead bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Another says, "I'll follow you, Lord, but first let me go say farewell to those in my home." Then Jesus again says something quite startling. "No one who puts his hand to the plow and then turns back is fit for the kingdom of God." In this context, Jesus sets the backdrop to this narrative. Our passage starts out with this verse. When the days drew near for Jesus to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem, Luke 9:51. And this trip into Jerusalem will be a turning point for him and his disciples. He's giving this message to his disciples on this day for a particular reason. "Just as I have left my home, my mother, my brother, my sisters, so it is what is in store for most of you. I've counted the cost. Have you?" How can we apply this teaching from today's gospel reading? We do all have families. We do bury our dead. We do say our last farewells before leaving on important trips. And for most of us, especially in the USA, most of our lives are not in immediate danger. But we're definitely challenged. We're instructed to count the cost, especially in our decision making. One of the things I appreciated about a few of my professors in college and postgraduate work is that I was not required to think or agree with them, just if I backed up and supported my position. We all know, though, there are instructors and people, and some people especially, that don't appreciate anybody else's views except for their own. I personally think that it's important to take a position, but it's just as important to be flexible, to try to view things from somebody else's perspective, at least to the best of our ability to do so. To vote and devote our conscience, but to do so with a spirit of understanding and empathy for others. When I read some of the contemporary and progressive Christian writers, I'm somewhat jealous that they appear to say whatever they want and get away with it. Some writers seemingly have built their careers without much fear of retaliation or stepping on other people's shoes and feelings. I'm not saying I always disagree with them, because I don't. But I know if I was as blunt and forward in my sermons and articles, I would isolate some people that I have a good pastor-parishioner relationship with, you, even some of you. But these writers don't have to worry about offending someone in their congregation or someone that just happens to read one of their books, because they have enough of a following to continue to reach a specific group of readers. It doesn't matter if they offend someone because the group of people they're reaching will continue to buy their books and book speaker arrangements. The unity and understanding that we seek is a sense of humility that we're called to love our neighbor as ourselves. We're called to practice mindfulness and empathy. Such is the foundation of the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Think of this. Love, peacefulness, peace, long-suffering, enduring with others, gentleness, a mildness, a goodness, being on your best behavior, meekness, humility, temperance, staying the line in faith, believing, not just believing with your mind, but believing in Jesus, but believing with Jesus. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit, Galatians tells us. May we all pursue the art of listening. Listening with our mind and listening with our heart and listening to be guided with the wisdom and knowledge and forbearance and the fruit of the Spirit of God. To understand in order to be understood. To do our best to develop empathy by walking in someone else's shoes. Amen.